I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been 2 months since Putin signed the anti-terrorism bill into law. Since then, many Christians' worst fears for this law have been realized. Mission Eurasia's Sergei Verhuba explains.
We're getting information from all different parts of Russia. And as you see with this article that was recently an American missionary, I mean the pastor, was severely fined for his activity when he was inviting people to his home for Bible study and for group prayer.
But that's not all that's happened. A Reformed Orthodox priest has been arrested in St. Petersburg, and summer camps have been shut down. The way Russia's local authorities are interpreting this vaguely written law is limiting evangelical churches. So if you would, please pray for wisdom for Russia's leaders, both in and out of the church, and also pray the gospel would continue reaching people despite man's law. And we're always pleased to announce completed translation projects like the Labwizi New Testament for the Babwizi people in Uganda. Walter Tabb of SIL is a translation consultant for Wycliffe Bible Translators. He says though most claim Christianity, many of them still follow traditional religions. And so while we're encouraged by the overwhelming enthusiasm the Babwizi community showed when they received their Bibles, we're asking you to pray something like this.
We're praying that people would receive this New Testament as the Word of God and that they will base their life on it, that churches will commit to preaching from it expositionally, and that revival will come.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayer cast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.